Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can call in about, well, anything you want to call about. And tonight, Nick's sitting in with me. Say hi, Nick.
Hi, everyone.
Things are going to be a little different. This is Mark, and I'm sitting in the big boy chair tonight. So bear with us if we're going to do our very, very best to bring you a radio show tonight. Call in with whatever you want to call in about. And tonight, I have a story from the AP. It says the Bush administration could prohibit meat packers from testing animals for mad cow disease, a federal appeals court said on Friday. The dispute pits the Agriculture Department, which tests about 1% of cows for the potentially deadly disease, against a Kansas meat packer who wants to test all of its animals. Nick, are you getting this?
Yes.
Okay, the federal government tests about 1% of the cows out there for mad cow disease. This meat packer wants to test every one of its animals, and the federal government brought it to court, beat them. Then the Kansas meat packer appealed, and the appeals court has sided with the federal government that this meat packer cannot test all of its animals. Larger meat packers oppose such testing. I wonder if it's a lobbyist. If Creekstone Farms Premium Beef began advertising all of its cows had been tested, other companies fear that they would have to conduct the expensive tests, too. The Bush administration says the low-level testing reflects the rareness of the disease. Mad cow disease has been linked to more than 150 human deaths worldwide, mostly in Great Britain. Only three cases have been reported in the U.S., all involving cows and not humans. I believe that the disease in humans is called Crutchfield-Jacobs disease or something like that.
I've always just heard it referred to as mad cow disease, whether it's in people or cows. But I'm sure doctors and scientists have their own special name for it.
Yeah, as they probably would. A federal judge ruled last year that Creekstone must be allowed to conduct the test. Oh, excuse me. I guess they lost, and then the federal government brought it to appeal. Must be allowed to conduct the test because the Agriculture Department can only regulate disease treatment. Since there is no cure for mad cow disease, how did the Agriculture Department get the right to regulate disease treatment in cows? I mean, if you look at the Constitution, it says that the federal government is in the Ninth and Tenth Amendments. You look at them, and it says the federal government is limited to basically the things that are outlined in the Constitution. And that the state governments have the powers that and the people have the powers not mentioned thereof. So how did the federal government get the right to regulate disease treatment in animals?
Well, the simple answer is they don't have it.
They just took it.
Right. If you're arguing from a constitutional basis, the vast majority of what the federal government does exceeds its constitutional mandate. So, you know, I'm pretty sure, and I'm not 100% on this, but I'm fairly sure that the Department of Agriculture was one of the original cabinet positions, or it followed shortly thereafter.
It does sound old.
Yeah. So, you know, has there always been a little bit of a bending of the rules? Sure, maybe. But I think there's a big difference between, say, taking a census of how many farmers there are in the country and regulating what they can do on a in their business.
And it's
their property and it's their business. And in this case, they would provide more protection for the consumer than the government would. So I think it's quick to point out that the government isn't actually all that concerned about what happens to consumers.
So, you know, and people tell us without organizations like the FDA and the Department of Agriculture food manufacturers would poison us. They'd poison us with cheap food because they want us to die or whatever. They want their customers to never be able to pay for food again because they're dead. Well, apparently, this organization here, the Creekstone Farms Premium Beef, those folks that I guess Creekstone that produce that, they want to do, 99 times better than the federal government as far as their testing goes, so that people will trust their beef. And I would assume that they want to do that because, well, you know, they want people to buy their beef. So how is it that people can say that if we had this, you had to let the market deal with this, and we didn't have the federal government or state governments or any governments at all testing food, that we could possibly, that they're gonna kill us all? I mean, that they're gonna put rat poison in our beans or something.
You know, I really don't know. I think a lot of it is really just a knee-jerk reaction when people hear that we should get rid of, say, the FDA or the Department of Agriculture. They assume, because they've been told, most people have been told throughout their lives, that those government regulations protect them, and they take it on face value. And to be honest, most people don't follow this kind of news. They aren't aware of the numerous examples. In fact, I would say the preponderance of the evidence out there, if you actually take a case-by-case analysis, is that the FDA or the Department of Agriculture or really any of these government agencies that are there to regulate the free market, supposedly for the protection of the consumers, I think that most of the evidence shows that they're really there to ensure the profits of big businesses that in turn ensure that politicians
lobbyists
get reelected.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really is, you know, a vicious circle, and we can see what happened with just recently in the news with mining officials. You know, the government had some regulatory board that was supposed to be in charge of mining, you know, oversight, and they were partying it up and having sex with
miners.
Well, not with miners.
Dirty miner sex?
With company owners, industry people, where, you know, partying with the government people. So, yeah.
Interesting. Well, we got a call in, and let's take it live. Oh, and it's gone. Wouldn't you guess? Since there's no cure for mad cow disease and the test is performed on dead animals, the judge ruled the test is not a treatment. Seems pretty astute. Oh, that calls back. You're live on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, Mark, it's George.
Hey, George, what's up?
Yeah, I wanted to weigh in on that whole federal meat thing like that. And I'll tell you right now, I don't want no federal bureaucrat, you know, testing my meat unless she looks like Jessica Alba.
Well, I'm not sure who it is, but she sounds, you know, I've heard the name before, and if I've heard the name before, chances are good she's hot. So, well, George, I mean, you're a federal bureaucrat, and you take a look at people going through the lines there. Don't you think that you guys do a better job than a private organization would?
Not really, because I mean, I've seen as a federal bureaucrat, I've seen the you know, the BS up close, no pun intended,
mm-hmm.
like the first clip. And I really wouldn't want that. I'd rather prefer a private thing like Consumer Reports doing that stuff.
This Consumer Reports is a good magazine. I appreciate it. You got anything else for us, George?
On another note, today is my 30th birthday, and I just want to know, were you as depressed as I'm feeling right now when you turned 30, Mark?
I stayed in bed 3 days when I turned 30. It was not a good birthday for me. I can tell you that things didn't get worse afterwards. Actually, they got better. And, you know, your life's ahead of you, but however, I didn't like that number that I turned.
Tell me about it. You know, anyway.
You got some friends to go out and party with?
Huh? Oh, yeah, I'm still going to go out and party with some friends.
That's a good
stuff, and I'll get hammered and maybe catch a cab paid for by someone else as a birthday gift.
Yeah, that would be a good thing. Make sure you take some aspirin and some vitamin C before you go to bed.
Oh, lots of water and maybe some Gatorade. I don't know. Does Gatorade help?
I believe it.
Yeah, don't drink.
Nothing can hurt.
Mix the Gatorade with water. That's actually the best way to balance your electrolytes. But, yeah, the Gatorade definitely helps.
Good. All right, Darren. If I'm functional tomorrow, I'll try to call you guys and see how it went.
All right, George. Take it easy.
Later, guys.
The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit overturned that ruling, saying that the diagnosis can be considered part of a treatment. And we owe USDA a considerable degree of deference in this, in its interpretation of the term, Judge Karen Leckreft Henderson wrote. The case was sent back to the district court where Creekstone can make other arguments. So it's not over, but their biggest stumbling block is out of the way for the USDA, and it looks like the USDA is going to stop meatpacking places from testing for mad cow disease.
So now we don't have the option of knowing if the meat is safe. We're just going to have to deal with government inspections, which
really are crappy.
They're
100 times worse than what Creekstone's offering. We'll be back. 300 259 9231.
time now for the Encore Effect Minute, with thoughts and commentary to inspire you to achieve a remarkable performance in anything you do. Here's acclaimed speaker and best-selling author, Mark Sanborn.
Remarkable performance isn't just about what we do, it's about how we do it. Passion is the fuel that lets us set ourselves on fire. If you are going to get the marketplace excited about your brand, that is, about you, you have to get people excited about who you are and what you do. Remember, no one will be more passionate about your performance than you are yourself. The good news is that passion can be created and stoked, but it's up to you to do so. In all my years of working with people to bring out their very best, I have come to believe that life isn't just about living out our passions, but living passionately. Live passionately in everything you do. For the Encore Effect Radio Minute, I'm Mark Sanborn.
For more information on how you can achieve an encore performance, please visit MarkSanborn.com. That's MarkSanborn.com. Every day we are called to perform, at work, at home, in our communities. But is it possible to make every performance outstanding, the kind that leaves people applauding for an encore? Mark Sanborn, leadership expert and best-selling author, says that anyone can achieve a remarkable performance time after time. In his new book, The Encore Effect, Sanborn demonstrates how you can achieve extraordinary results in all aspects of your life. The Encore Effect by Mark Sanborn is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It's your show, 1-800-259-9231. And you can go on to freetalklive.com. You get live streams anywhere in the world. You can get the internet, so you can hear Free Talk Live anywhere. It's a call about your shows, and let's go to your shows. Your call. It's a show about your calls. Let's go to them. Jason in California.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, sir, how are you?
I'm pretty good. So my question to you guys is whether or not you think a president is necessary. I tend to believe in the small government as opposed to no government, but I was curious as to what you guys thought.
a president? Well, I don't know. I would like to have seen a United States that stayed this, you know, small and the size that I would consider the Constitution to have meant. Of course, there are lots of people out there that would say the Constitution, that the size of our government is exactly the size the Constitution, you know, meant it to be, and that I'm just a crackpot. But I don't see it that way. I think the president was kind of, you know, a temporary king, really, and honestly, they're acting like it now. Hopefully, we'll see they're temporary at this point.
I would say that you probably need a head of state. You really can't have a legislative body for things like running a war. I guess you could argue that you could delegate that to perhaps the Secretary of Defense or a general, and have them be the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. So certainly, I think in theory, you could have a government without a president. And one thing that I wish they had done on a federal level when they were framing the Constitution was limit the executive even more. One institution that would do that, and you might be able to read up on it a little bit in case you ever have to build your own country, is an executive council, which here in the state of New Hampshire, the governor is limited by this. It's a council of five people who are elected. And basically they serve to weaken the executive, and they put they have veto power. Three out of the five can veto. I think it's any spending amount over $5,000. So any law that would be budgeted more than, you know, they would have a budget of more than $5,000, the executive council can then veto it. And I think that's one reason why New Hampshire has been a little bit slower in adopting some status policies, because actually the executive council has on occasion killed some pretty anti-liberty legislation. So in that way, you can kind of help keep the executive more divided, and there's less of a chance of getting what we have now, which is essentially a unitary executive. I would argue we don't have a dictator, but we do have a strongman president, and that was not what was intended at all.
Cool. I completely agree.
Yeah, I think that, you know, in certain instances, it's good to have a head of state. I don't think that the country needs to be as large as it is currently. I'm really believe that we'd function quite well as 50 individual little countries. I saw some map somewhere. Some guy divided the United States up into 38 states that made more sense to him somehow or another. And you know, I think the Florida was called Tropicana, and you know, like it was you know, cut off. It cut the northern portion, the panhandle off of Florida essentially, and gave Jacksonville to whatever state was up there where Georgia is, and you know, Pensacola off to whatever state was where Alabama is. I don't know, but you know, I don't think you'll ever see state lines moving like that. The fact is that as far as the status quo goes, you won't see those lines moving because those states want to control the area that they have.
Personally, I disagree. I think that the future of the federal government of the United States is certainly uncertain. I forget where I was reading it, but there was an intelligence report that's being prepared for the next president. It was the Washington Post, I believe, was reporting on it. But over even the next 10 or 15 years, it's expected that the United States' influence in the world is going to weaken. I don't know how the government's going to try to deal with the amount of debt we have, unfunded liabilities. I mean, essentially, the country is bankrupt when you look down the road about 20 years. And that's not even including war debt enemies were making in war. And really, honestly, the Soviet system collapsed and the CIA did not see that coming. So, I don't think very many people did. So I think that the United States, over the course of the next couple decades, I'm not saying tomorrow or in the next 5 years, but I think that the United States as we know it may come to an end. And hopefully it'll come to, you know, a soft landing and a gracious one, and actually result maybe in more limited government, or some people would like to see no government. I personally believe you're always going to have some level of government.
You're going to have, at the very least, the people that want no government want self-government anyway, or they're just bomb-throwing nuts. So either way, there's some kind of government. I think that people that are not motivated by the marketplace aren't, you know, they're not incentivized in the same way that the market is, and I think that the market could probably provide a lot of things, but I think when you start talking about that you scare some people off.
Yeah, well, I mean, certainly you scare some people off, but I also have my doubts as to whether, I mean, the free market paradigm, especially the way Ian talks about it, is it's really dependent on there being a paradigm shift. So people would have to take on more personal responsibility. And really, I mean, it doesn't have to be everybody. There are ways you could deal with antisocial individuals through ostracism and arbitration and things like that. To some extent, I think that would work. But for a totally free market system to function, it really requires people to be very responsible, at least the vast majority of them. And I'm not entirely sure that people would interact in a civil way if they had their druthers. I think that the state, at its very best, is a placeholder to keep worse governments out, people who are in pursuit of power for their own personal ends. And I really think that when the United States was formed, the founders wanted to prevent, say, a would-be king from taking over. So they said, well, we'll put in place a very small government, keep it as limited as possible, and hopefully that will prevent foreign nations from taking over, which, quite honestly, I think if you didn't have United States or several state governments, they might have been able to do it somewhat differently. But if you didn't have some form of government, I do think that France or Spain or someone probably would have taken over, and you would have had a king. So I think you can make perfect...
France had its revolution shortly after the United States did.
It did. There was still war debt to France, and Napoleon took over shortly thereafter in his imperial ambitions.
Yeah, he might as well have been a king.
Yes, and he
didn't call himself an emperor after he got in there.
Yeah, so, you know, I really think sometimes when you're looking at anarcho-capitalism, is it an ideal place to try to get to? Yeah, I'll give you that. But sometimes I think you can make great the enemy of good, and you can have a much better system than we have today. Can you get to that zero government point? I'm not entirely convinced of that. We can move in that direction, and once we actually, you know, are sort of in that mode of thinking where most people agree with the idea that people ought to be free and, you know, not have money stolen from them from the government, then I think that might be the time to have that discussion between people who want a very limited government and people who want zero government. But for the moment, we're moving in the same direction.
Yeah, we're not even close to you know, people being in a paradigm where they could accept the idea of no government, I don't think.
No.
Jason, thanks for the call.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
But certainly people are going to try to change that paradigm, and that's what has to happen. I mean, people have to bring that idea up and talk about it for it to be accepted.
800-259-9231, Free Talk Live. Give us a call about what you want to talk about.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they're secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy's in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine friends, and I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity's going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. Now, we'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a 40-year-old man on blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $20 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-984-7423. That's 1-800-984-7423. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health and other factors. Not available in all states.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. Call in about what you want to talk about. And while you're waiting on hold, check out the wiki at freetalklive.com. There's hundreds and hundreds of pages that are all user-generated, and they talk about all kinds of things, including some fan clubs. There's some fan clubs for the talk show hosts on here, except for Nick. I wonder why. I wonder it's because if you don't haven't put your bio in yet.
I have a bio, Mark. Oh. You're thinking in the past. I have a picture up and I have a bio.
My mistake.
I also have a wiki right up too. But I'm not sure if I have a fan club.
Well, my mistake. I thought you needed a good chastening. Apparently, it's me who's not paying attention.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Well, InnerKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InnerKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InnerKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at innerknobs.com. And don't forget, you get 10% off if you use code FTL at checkout.
Darn nice folks, too. So, Nick, you were saying you had some story about this gal Palin that all the Republicans are all a-Twitter about.
Yes, well, Sarah Palin, for those who aren't following the race at all, right. Which you'd have to be living under a rock, is John McCain's pick, the running mate for vice president. And she had an interview, her first big television interview, with ABC's Charles Gibson.
I kind of like Charlie. I like the fact that he'll go after somebody and try to eviscerate them there on TV. I think that's pretty cool.
He certainly does press harder than some people in the media. A lot of them now, especially in recent years, treat the politicians with kid gloves, it seems. But he went right into the issue of foreign policy to see exactly where Sarah Palin stood. And I thought this was important to point out because probably not a lot of your more principled people, but some people who might think of themselves as small government Republicans are leaning more towards McCain now because Palin is on the ticket.
I was really excited about her when she first came out. I got to say, now I'm somewhat cool to the idea of her being actually smaller government. I mean, maybe smaller in some areas, but likely not smaller in most.
No, she really does seem like a neocon, and specifically on the issue of
war. And to me,
war.
That means a Republican that essentially thinks that government can solve problems.
Right, and that includes problems far, far away overseas.
With guns.
Yes, and when asked about whether Georgia should be admitted to NATO, she said yes. And
I like those folks down there. They make good barbecue.
I think she understood a bit more than that, but you can never tell with politicians. And when Charlie Gibson followed up asking, wouldn't it mean war if Russia were to go back into Georgia and they were a member of NATO? And her answer was, perhaps so. I mean, that's the agreement when you're a NATO ally. If another country is attacked, you're going to be expected to be called upon and help. Well, she didn't seem to answer the question very seriously. In fact, she sounded almost upbeat and chipper about the idea that, well, that could mean war with Russia. And she didn't seem to give that topic the respect it deserved, even for somebody who is very hawkish on foreign policy, who thinks we should be spreading democracy at the point of a gun. Most politicians realize that they should probably be delicate about how we deal with Russia because they have several thousand nuclear weapons that can reach us in a matter of hours.
They could kill us all.
Right, and that's one of the reasons the Cold War stayed cold was we knew that. So despite all the rhetoric, the Russians and the Americans, the leaders on both sides were at least sane enough to know that war between the two countries would probably destroy the two of them. But she just seemed to brush that off, which really disturbs me because it's not just Sarah Palin, but I've heard a lot of hawkish remarks against Russia by politicians both on the left and the right. I mean, Barack Obama was trying to sound, you know, hard and experienced on foreign policy. And that kind of bravado is really what pushed us to the brink of nuclear war so many times during the Cold War. And quite honestly, at least from the research I've done on it, it seems that Georgia started the war. I mean, Georgia fired the first shots in this thing.
They did. I'm not saying that they started the war. It's there was a lot of blustering on both sides. I wish that I think that the first country to use bullets is really the one to blame. But you know, the sanctions, that's not cool. In Georgia, you know, they're the fact is they're cracking down on South Ossetia. Secessionist.
They were until they got. Well,
swatted.
Well, they tried to come in and crack down, and the Russians didn't like that very much.
Right. Well, I mean, there's a secessionist movement there. Maybe some of them want to go to live in, move their land under the Russian umbrella or whatever. But I think the best way to handle that, if you're looking in sort of the realistic world, is let the people of South Ossetia decide with a vote whether or not they want to leave.
Well, actually, they did hold a referendum. There were some questions about whether it was free and fair, but it seems clear that the vast majority of South Ossetians want to leave Georgia. That much is clear. Whether the referendum, which came in at something like 99%,
wow,
was actually free and fair, that's an open question. But most
wasn't
of them,
aware of that. Haven't heard that at all.
Well, no, you won't hear it in the news because the Western media is supporting the Western government's line, which is simply to use this as really an excuse to try to box in Russia.
Let the big bears up and it's dangerous. Russia.
They love that bear analogy, but to be quite honest, this is exactly, really, from my opinion, what Russia did in South Ossetia is exactly the same thing the West did in Kosovo. You had an ethnic minority in this little tiny part of a country that nobody in the United States had ever heard of, and they wanted to leave. So in this case, Russia sort of kept the Georgians off their back, and I'm not saying what the Russians did was correct. The way they conducted the war, they obviously were not very respectful of civilian targets. The Russians aren't the best country as far as respecting civil liberties, and I don't think that the West should have intervened in Kosovo either. That's not what I'm advocating here, but I really think that you need to take a more balanced opinion of this, and when you look at it objectively, Russia and Georgia, neither one of them are nice countries to live in by our standards. Neither one of them is a free country. And it really doesn't make a whole lot of sense to put the lives of, everybody in Russia and everybody in America's lives on the line over a tiny region of a small country that probably wants
right.
to
it's
do what
like
Russia
World
wants
War,
anyway.
Kind of like World War One with you know, Archduke Ferdinand gets shot, and wasn't it the Baltics?
The Balkans, yeah.
The Balkans, he gets shot over there, and suddenly the whole, because of the alliances that would be similar to NATO, which, of course, was the question to start with, and shows, you know, Sarah Palin perhaps doesn't have the greatest acumen when it comes to foreign policy, which I don't think that necessarily I'm more interested in her temperament, and it sounds to me like her temperament isn't one that I want as far as a head of state. And there's a good chance when, you know, you've got John McCain, you know, younger brother to Methuselah there running for office. He could die off relatively quickly. Sarah Palin's, you know, she's in the hot seat. She's as competent as Jimmy Carter. And, you know, off we go to war. Competent as Jimmy Carter and ready to fire. You know, she's a rootin' tootin' sharpshooting gal from Alaska. And you can't tell her nothing. That bothers me.
Yeah, and it, you know, she was hawkish on other things. Insane, really. I'm using the term hawkish to be kind of not load the word too much, but it's really an insane foreign policy. She says we shouldn't question whether Israel has a right to strike Iran first. Of course, we give Israel money, so they're essentially a military satellite of the U.S.
Well, I think that I think that I'm sort of her opinion to some extent. I think that we shouldn't be giving money to Israel. We shouldn't be giving money. The American taxpayer is not responsible for supporting the government of any other country.
But that's not Sarah Palin's position. Sarah Palin's position
Understood.
Is that we need to furnish the Israelis with bullets and bombs and money and let them...
I think we should sell them bullets and bombs and... If they want to go after Iran, then the Israeli citizens can deal with whatever Iranian war they have to deal with over there.
Sure, and sell Iran bullets and bombs too, but that's not what we do right now. Right now we subsidize Israel's military, and when Arabs see Israel killing other Arabs with American bombs and bullets and money, that breeds a lot of the resentment and a lot of the terrorism that's been directed against the United States over the last 30 or 40 years. And quite honestly, we shouldn't be getting that involved in any other nation's affairs. Not just Israel's, any other nation.
I'm with you. 1-800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy to lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at FindOneFindAll.com. That's FindOneFindAll.com.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. Call in about anything you want to call in about. And while you're at it, check out the BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. There's lots and lots of posts and lots of people for you to talk to at the BBS. If you have no friends, the BBS is the place for you. Also, the world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is October the 10th, 11th, and 12th at the Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family. Machine guns, flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and 800 tables showcasing guns, rifles, shotguns, and more. It opens at 9 a.m. October 10th, 11th, and 12th. $10 per person, KnobCreekRange.com. That's KnobCreekRange.com. Should be a lot of fun. Machine guns.
Oh, I've seen video of it. It looks like a ton of fun. Wish I had time to go down there. But, yeah, if you do, I'd recommend it.
I'm with you. It's called about. It's a show about your calls. Why do I keep doing that?
I don't know. It's a call about your shows?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I got Cliff in Miami. Cliff, can you hear me now?
Yep.
I hear clicks and stuff.
Sorry, guys. Give me 1 second.
Yeah. Who's guys? I could put it back on hold. Maybe we'll get him shortly. Paula, Florida, wants to talk about Bible verses. Paul, are you there?
Yeah, hi, hon. I was just going through Daniel 7, and in the verse 23 through 26, it talks about what we're going through right now.
So,
and it tells about how GW is embarrassing these kings. Anyway, so he's going to be totally annihilated, he's going to be destroyed. I'll read this to you real quick.
GW?
You want me to read this to you real quick?
No, if it's short. How many verses is it?
It said, this is what he said. As for the fourth beast, there is a fourth kingdom that will come to be on earth, and there will be different from all other kingdoms, and it will devour all the earth, and it will trample it down and crush it. And as for the ten horns out of that kingdom, there are ten kings that will rise up, and still another one will rise up after
them. Who are the ten kings?
And he himself will be different from the first ones. And the three kings he will humiliate.
But I thought we had ten kings.
Yeah,
I'm really confused.
The ten kings is the EU, okay?
Okay.
Anyway,
but there's more than ten
kings. And he will humiliate these three kings. That's what he's just done now.
Does Daniel ever mention psilocybic mushrooms?
Yeah, I know about the mushrooms. Yeah,
I was wondering about Daniel though. I was wondering.
I don't know. Anyway, right here he says, and he will speak even words against the Most High, which he's Illuminati. He will harass continually the holy ones, that's God's children, themselves of the Supreme One. And he will intend to change time and law. And they will be given
time
and times and half a time. And the court itself proceeded to sit, and in his own rulership they finally took away in order to annihilate him and to destroy him totally.
George Bush is going to change time?
The attorneys were on the radio today. They're going to bring him up on murder charges and give him the death penalty.
Are they talking about daylight savings time when they say that?
What do you mean daylight savings time?
Well, it says that that he's going to try to change time, and I was wondering if they were talking about daylight savings time.
They have tried. Yeah, remember when they actually did that not too long ago? When they changed the hours of the day, remember? The daylight
saving right.
time and all that?
So what's going to happen? George Bush is going to be tried for murder?
He's going to be, and as a matter of fact, it's in Kings, too, because he talks about him. He talks about what we're going through, and he says, I gave you a king, because I'm going to take him out with my fury.
Well,
going to take him out.
It sounds like, did you see Pulp Fiction when Samuel L. Jackson says, and I'll come down on them with great force and furious anger for those who try to destroy my brethren. Did you see that one?
Yep. Well, anyway, God loves his children. He's going to protect them.
God bless them all.
But the
thanks,
thing
Paula.
Is,
I appreciate it. Have a good evening. George Bush, psilocybic mushrooms.
A murder trial,
daylight savings time. Were you somewhat befuddled?
Yeah, a lot of people read a lot of things out of Daniel, and I think that conversation just showed you can pull a lot out of it if you're looking at it from a certain angle.
Good stuff. You think George Bush will get the death penalty when Paula's family puts him up on trial?
Jury's still out on that one. Let's wait and see.
They sure put Timothy McVeigh in the ground pretty quick. Let's go to Cliff in Miami here real quick. Cliff, are you there this time? What's that?
Yeah, sorry about the phone issue.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear your excuses,
I want to
man.
Talk about Sarah Palin.
Okay, Sarah Palin, I've heard of
her. All right. The way I look at her, especially after last night's interview, you know, especially after that, you know, it kind of, before I saw it, it was a suspicion, but I'm, you know, it's almost confirmed now.
Okay.
She's one of the these revelation people, one of these apocalypse bringers. You know, she really believes that the apocalypse, you know, the end of days are now, and basically that she must do everything in her power to kind of, I guess, help bring it, you know, bring it to fruition.
Are there Christians out there that want that? I mean, I know that they're looking for the rapture because, you know, they wear the bumper stickers and stuff that says, in case of rapture, this car will be unoccupied, which I think is awesome. But, I mean, do they want to bring it so they're going to do whatever it is that they interpret the books of Revelation and Daniel and, there's a couple more out there, crackpot weird books of the Bible that you can interpret any way you want to. I guess they want to bring it, so they want to rebuild the temple and that kind of thing?
I mean, that's what it sounded like to me, because if you listen to the way she spoke, really, as far as like the way she answered all her questions, they all had like, some religious component to them, especially when Nick was mentioning, as far as the question that Charles Gibson asked her about, I forgot what it was, I think it was something about the Georgia issue, and she, you know, basically it was as if it was God's will. You know, you can tell the way she composes her sentences. She's just, you know, she wants the apocalypse to come, or she's gonna do whatever God tells her to do. You know, I don't know. Those things always kind of scare me whenever I hear people saying, you know, doing anything in God's name.
She had
especially when you're talking about bullets.
Well, she had said that the Iraq War, I believe, her son was going off to war, and she had made, you know, some kind of an address. It was a remark she had made at her church that they were talking about. And,
So I saw that one too, and that's when I was kind of suspicious about it. But you guys did watch the interview last night. Did you feel like there was a religious component to it?
I didn't watch it.
The way she would answer everything.
I did watch. I watched it online, so I probably didn't get the. I got probably 15 or 20. You know, I think I got most of it. And
okay.
It, you know, yeah, I felt there was a religious component to it. Definitely, and I'm not opposed to religious people. It's just when they try to use the scriptures as a means to govern, that's when it really it throws me off, and it makes me a little nervous, especially when they're end times Christians.
I called last week talking about vote for McCain because of the fact that he'll keep doing the same things that George Bush is doing. But I want to recant that because. It's a little bit more dangerous now than, you know, after hearing this, these people are, she's absolutely, I won't say crazy, but she's too much of a religious, I don't know, she's too much into the religion for me to vote for her.
it's one thing to believe in people in the sky, and I guess I do to some extent. You know, I think that there's a God out there. It's another thing entirely to, you know, believe that the world's going to come to an end, and you start mixing those together and thinking that, you know, the guy that standing up on the pulpit on Sunday knows what's going to happen. He's this voodoo priest that knows when the world's going to come to an end. You know, of course, he's got some Bible verses to back him up, but man, those verses have been interpreted a bunch of different ways. I mean, Paul said that the world was coming to an end soon in his book, and that just goes to show 2,000 years ago, you know, soon isn't here yet.
It's my understanding that actually, and I don't know if anybody's listening has watched it, the film Zeitgeist, it's an online film, you can watch it for free, it challenges the whole idea of most of the world's faith. So if you're very religious, it might throw you off a little bit. But it's interesting in there because, at least according to their claims and their claims of scholarship, which I haven't checked into, the phrase is commonly related as I will be with you until the end of the world. World and age, in terms of like an era, are translated fairly similarly in Hebrew, at least according to the film, and I'm not vouching for it necessarily. But, you know, even just in those translation issues, I mean, the Bible's been translated so many times from the original text, and there's so many abridged. And,
yeah, there's no original text. That's
right.
The thing is they, you know, at the... they've had meetings, they've decided, you know, which books they were going to keep in, which ones they were going to toss out, and, you know, there's no original Bible.
Right.
It's just a bunch of, you know, Hebrew texts, some of which was too folklory to keep in there, and that's the thing, is, you know, whose yardstick were they using to decide what is scripture, what's God's unerring word?
Well, it was a vote. It was a vote.
Right,
of
it was a vote. It was democracy, and that's ludicrous.
And some of the versions conflict. I mean, they certainly do.
Absolutely do.
Yeah, one last thing I want to mention about the interview was, mm-hmm. As far as when they're asking her about the Bush doctrine, I mean, I watch CNN and MSNBC, so I'm no expert on any of this, right? But they asked her about the Bush doctrine, and it seemed that she had no idea what they were talking about.
Right, she didn't know what Bush doctrine is. And I think that that's fair, though. I'm willing to give that to her. You know, not everybody knows what the Bush doctrine is, which is kill everybody and let God sort them out. It really is. It's just like that. If you think somebody's going to attack you, kill them.
I think it was
either for you or against you.
I think she knew. I think it was a dodge, and she wanted to clarify before answering yes or no. She didn't want to look like she was anti-Bush, and she didn't want to seem too close to him. I think it was politics in that answer, not confusion.
Okay, now I'll take your word for it.
I said stick to voting with nobody. Vote for no one.
All right, Cliff. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about, Sarah Palin or whatever.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.